Structure and components of persuasive narratives. Vertical integration. Resistance movements and other groups use narratives strategically to persuade their audiences to support their goals. In the case of Islamic extremist groups, these goals include resisting foreign invaders, rebuking or discrediting apostate leaders of Muslim countries, and arresting the decline of Islamic civilization by reinstating a caliphate and establishing Sharia law. Researchers, special operations forces practitioners, and others have long discussed the utility of cultivating narratives that resonate with the local culture. In social movement theory, which will be discussed later in this section, resonance is described through framing analysis. Other approaches, such as the process of vertical integration, help to unpack the process to more closely reveal the connections between a resistance movement's strategic narrative and the master, local, and personal narratives on the ground. The vertical integration process is helpful in analyzing how political entrepreneurs craft narratives that appeal to targeted populations. In discussing this process, we will also touch on several structural components of narratives, such as story forms and archetypes that help narratives do the work of persuading. Halverson, Goodall, and Corman conducted an extensive analysis of vertical integration by studying the narratives used by Islamic extremists, which will serve as our primary example. Vertical integration describes a process where political entrepreneurs knit master narratives with personal and local narratives to form a strategic narrative. Typically, the narrative links together a host of master narratives that have similar story forms and archetypal characters, terms that will be described in greater detail in the following paragraphs. The process of vertical integration helps individuals make sense of their personal narratives through a lens that better serves the goals of the resistance movement, be it the goals of Islamic extremists or more benign goals associated with human rights groups. In addition, the interpretive lens positions the resistance movement to address the crises or problems identified in the narrative. The narrative systems that resistance groups adopt are similar to an ideology, although the latter term does not fully capture the strategic use of narratives. Looking more closely at ideologies can help better articulate the components that are typically part of a narrative system. Francisco Sanin and Elizabeth Wood, scholars of political conflict, define ideology as a more or less systematic set of ideas that includes the identification of a referent group, a class, ethnic, or other social group, an enunciation of the grievance or challenges the group confronts, the identification of objectives on behalf of the group, political change, or defense against its threat, and a, perhaps vaguely defined, program of action. Following this definition of ideology, the core components of a narrative system would include in-group and out-group distinctions, an outline of the problem or crisis, and a prescription of action for overcoming the challenges identified by the resistance movement. The story form is a critical structural component of master narratives that helps resistance movements craft their strategic communications. Another term commonly used to describe this concept is genre. A story form or genre is a standard pattern on which stories may be based. The pattern includes stock characters, a set of actions, and a sequence of events in a story. Story forms or genres are commonly articulated and understood in a culture. It would not be a stretch to conclude that all cultures and languages include some common story forms and genres. Jerome Bruner, in The Culture of Education, writes, quote, "Even the most sophisticated cultures cannot resist the siren call of the genres they construct. Reality by fiat, or even by statute, is made to imitate our literary genres. We people our world with characters out of narrative genres, make sense of events by assimilating them to the shape of comedy, tragedy, irony, romance." End quote. American culture abounds with story forms, some as simple as the bad boy meets good girl plot. Figuring out the plot and the actions of the stock characters in dramas or romantic comedies based on this story form is a simple matter for most viewers. The story form creates expectations about what is likely to happen as the plot unfolds. Narrative systems that resistance groups use to justify their actions and mobilize supporters make use of archetypal characters. As the term suggests, archetypal characters are the standard characters someone from the culture might expect to find in a story. Archetypal characters encompass the good guys and the bad guys. Oftentimes, the stock characters are used as a shorthand or symbol for motives typically associated with the characters. Common archetypical characters include the trickster and the femme fatale, who operate as deceivers in many stories. Each master narrative has an accompanying story form and archetypal characters. In their analysis of Islamic extremism, Halvorsen, Goodall, and Corman identified 13 master narratives. Only some of these master narratives are discussed here. Woven together in various combinations, these master narratives provide the basis for the rhetorical vision outlined by Islamic insurgents. In the Pharaoh master narrative, the story form is the conflict with God. This story form recounts God's punishment of the Egyptian Pharaoh, who failed to obey God's edicts. The archetypal character of the Pharaoh represents the tyrant who is out to subjugate or enslave a godly people. When a resistance movement describes a contemporary leader as a Pharaoh, it is consciously recasting the leader into this role, encouraging its audience to view the leader as a godless tyrant deserving of God's punishment to be meted out by the group and its followers. The master narratives help define the key grievances and challenges identified by the insurgent group. In the hypocrite's narrative, the world is beset by tricksters looking for opportunities to undermine Islam. The crusader and totter narratives are frequently used to interpret the contemporary world in this light. In each, a champion, by dint of godly virtue and faith, overcomes foreign invasion forces that have desecrated and destroyed Muslim lands, and restores the Islamic social order. In these master narratives, the archetypal characters of the crusader and the champion play an important role. Thus, these master narratives suggest not only the grievances or challenges, but also a potential program of action. Several other master narratives, such as Hypocrites and 1924, use the ruse story form that accentuates the forces of deception aligned against the true believers of Islam. Only through concerted vigilance and the assistance of God can such forces be overcome. Other master narratives and story forms highlight the positive role of self-sacrifice in overcoming the challenges facing Islam. The story form of self-sacrifice is especially prominent in the master narratives of the 72 Virgins and the Battle of Karbala. Heroic actions, although they may result in death, help overcome the enemies of Islam. Rewards for such service manifest in the afterlife, but also in the remembrance and honor the larger Islamic community gives to the martyr. A closely linked story form is deliverance, which highlights the rescue of unfortunate victims by a righteous hero, usually Muhammad, such as when the Prophet rescued Arabs from the state of pagan ignorance, or Jahiliya, by sharing with them the true revelations of God. The master narratives of Islamic extremism abound with the archetypal characters of the Prophet and the Martyr. Together, these master narratives, through their story forms and archetypal characters, provide the rationale for the program of action outlined by Islamic extremism, jihad. They offer powerful incentives for struggle, even against overwhelming odds, both by promising eternal rewards in the afterlife and by emphasizing the inscrutability of God's will. No man can know the will of God, who might choose to deliver victory to the righteous at any time. Thus, victory is possible, even against overwhelming odds. According to this powerful rhetorical vision, participation in jihad is a classic win-win situation. Mujahideen are either the agents of God who bring about His victory in the here and now, or the recipients of great rewards in the afterlife in the case of death. To reach their goals, resistance movements use vertical integration to recast personal and local narratives in light of a culture's master narratives. The skillful combination of master narratives with similar story forms and archetypal characters that logically and emotionally fit the recipients provides the audience with resources to make sense of themselves and their world and to determine how to properly act under these circumstances. Political entrepreneurs are able to recast personal and local narratives through a class of arguments that draws similarities between situations in the current world and situations described in a culture's master narrative. It is a process that links the known past with the uncertain present. Persuasive arguments in narratives. As discussed earlier, narrative arguments are not typically based on rigorous forensics or rational deduction. Instead, these arguments are based on loose comparisons reached by common sense. These comparisons include the argument from the analogy, in which an event, person, or other contemporary target is shown to have properties similar to an analog of a master narrative. For instance, extremists often draw analogies between current Western and Islamic rulers and the Pharaoh, the Egyptian tyrant bent on enslaving godly people. The rule of Anwar Sadat, the Egyptian president assassinated by the Muslim Brotherhood in 1981, was compared to the rule of the tyrannical Pharaoh. Like the Pharaoh, Sadat refused to obey God's will and was brought to justice by God's agent, a role fulfilled by the prophet Moses in the original story and by Muslim Brotherhood members in the contemporary era. Another example is the argument from a parallel case, which makes the claim that a current situation is similar to a past situation in a culture's master narrative. Because of the similarity, one can assume both have similar attributes as well as similar outcomes. For instance, Sayyid Qutb, in his highly influential 1964 book Milestones, made a parallel argument between the period of pagan ignorance in the Arab world before God's revelation, carried by the Prophet Muhammad, and the regimes of current rulers in Islamic countries. He extended the notion of pagan ignorance in the Arab world, Jahiliya, to the contemporary world. Like the early Arab world, Qutb's civilization was in decline and in need of deliverance. Whereas the Prophet Muhammad acted as God's agent in the preceding generation, devout Muslims could likewise act to deliver the contemporary world from its woeful ignorance and restore to it the splendor of the world of the Prophet's time. Narrative probability and fidelity. The persuasive capacity of narratives also hinges on other indicators of validity, including coherence and fidelity. Audiences are more likely to be persuaded by strategic narrative communication that exhibits these characteristics. A narrative has coherence when the collection of stories composing the narrative forms a cohesive argument. Coherence is also apparent when the materials a narrative uses to communicate a message fit well with other closely related stories. When comparing a narrative with other material, it should not reveal distortions, factual errors, omissions, and the like. Finally, coherence also relates to the author or narrator of the story. The author should be seen to embody the values he or she is putting forward in the narrative. However, narratives should also reflect the way in which the audience understands the world, the narrative's fidelity. Fidelity often results from narratives depicting archetypal conflicts, inspiring a shared desire among the audience for resolution. These conflicts and the yearning for resolution reflect the human condition, spanning cultural and temporal boundaries. Most everyone yearns for security, happiness, and prosperity, but many people in their everyday lives experience threats to these basic desires. Narratives help people manage and make sense of these threats. Natural disasters, for instance, might be attributed to a deity in retribution for, or in response to, actions taken by a society.